Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
The collapse of a concrete bridge in Florida just in this last week crushed cars on the road below. It killed six people. Another 10 were injured. It was a 950-ton pedestrian bridge being constructed using a technique called accelerated bridge construction, known as, of course, ABC. At the time of the collapse, the roadway underneath was open. Workers were adjusting the tension of the bridge, the span bridge. Days earlier, and again on the day of the collapse, they'd noticed a crack in the concrete, but actually dismissed the concerns. Dr. Nataraja Garapalan is the Senior Research Fellow in the School of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the University of Technology.
They build it parallel to the road, just by the side of the road, at ground level first.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular structure is, it has two decks, basically a deck to walk on, and then there is a roof kind of thing, and mm-hmm. it's connected by a concrete truss right at the center of this deck. So it's a little unusual, if you like, a novel type of construction with concrete truss. So that itself is very novel. And it's reasonably a large truss, 53 meter span is quite large, and 950 ton, that particular piece.
Gosh.
So you construct at ground level, then using hydraulic jack supports, you lift it up, and then you roll it and turn it through 90 degrees so that it will become perpendicular to the road. And then you put it on the supports.
Okay.
The main advantage of this technique is that you construct the entire structure without disturbing the traffic that is flowing along the road.
Okay.
Then you lift it quite often in the night.
Yeah, yeah.
It is on top of the freeway.
Well, then at what stage did they know that something was going catastrophically wrong?
Now, in this particular bridge, they erected this, or they put it on the piers on Saturday. And on Tuesday, apparently, they noticed a crack very close to one end, where actually the tower is supposed to be constructed. From that end, about 5-6 meters from the tower position, they noticed a crack. And the design engineer, who belongs to FIG Bridge Company, which has been operating for 40 years. They have constructed many bridges very successfully. So one of the engineers there, he was aware of that crack. He informed through voicemail to Florida Department of Transport. He left a voicemail saying that there's a crack on that bridge span. He said there is no issue with as far as the safety of the bridge is concerned.
And a lot of evidence will hinge on that, unpicking that.
Well, I think that's a statement, yes. So now it will be under severe scrutiny.
Well, I know that you're not in a position to make a judgment call on that, but in
sequence
a similar situation, would a crack normally alert you to a potentially dangerous situation?
Okay, if you say cracks can be of, say, quite often we deal with cracks 0.2 millimeter wide, which is a very tiny crack. In concrete, 0.2 millimeter crack, it will lead to certain durability problems in the long term, but it will not lead to a sudden collapse at that sort of size of crack. But if you see a large structural crack, yes, then you need to take immediate action. So Thursday morning, there was a briefing for 2 hours from 9 to 11 sort of time. And there again, it was emphasized by the FIG engineers that there is a crack, we will attend to it, but there is no cause for alarm as far as the safety of the structure is concerned. At 1:30 on Thursday, the bridge collapsed.
Wow.
In a situation like this, a thorough investigation to find out the cause of failure is absolutely important. It can be in the design, it can be in the material. Say, for example, when you cast those beam components, elements, if you haven't compacted the concrete in one place, then that place will be a weaker zone. So it can be on the materials, it can be on the construction, the process. Say, for example, you are rotating this through 90 degrees. So if you jerk the beam, because the supports are a little inside when you rotate it, it's not exactly at the two extremes. So a small part of the beam is almost cantilevering on either end.
Mm-hmm.
So if you jerk it, for example, too much, it can develop tension and it may cause a crack as well. Then the fourth aspect is the stressing operation itself. If you overstress, then it is going to fail somewhere. So I think the investigation will look into every aspect of these. Mm. The problem with cable stayed bridges, it has to be tensioned at several stages.
Mm.
So the calculation has to be accurate, and you need to go through the entire process of every stage of stressing operations. You will be running several models to validate that, and then you will apply the, you will do some measurements while you are applying those forces. So it is done extremely carefully when you stress every cable. The sequence of stressing is also extremely important, because if you, for example, if you have a cable already tensioned, and if you try to tension another cable, then the stress in the previous cable is slightly, it becomes slightly different. So
yes,
you
see.
Need to, it's a complex process, but that's what engineering is all about. In fact, we go through this rigorous analysis, we look at every possibility. Bridges are designed, this particular bridge is designed for Category 5 hurricane. That means it will withstand one of the worst storm type of situations.
Yes.
Usually bridges are designed for 100 years, so this bridge also was designed for 100 years, but it's unfortunate that it collapsed and took some lives too.
On Open House, our guest is Dr. Gaur Palan. He's a research fellow from the University of Technology, Sydney. We've been building bridges, I suppose, for, what, thousands of years as a human race?
Yes. In the olden days, we have used stones, masonry, arch bridges, and so on.
Yeah.
So we understood the mechanism. If it's an arch bridge, you come from either side and you put a keystone in the middle.
Yes,
which will hold the entire arch together.
Well, I just sort of live my life, and most of us do, driving underneath spans all the time on the freeway, or walking over bridges or whatever we do, driving across the top of those massive freeways, the triple-decker ones that you see in the United States. And there they are. You just take them completely for granted. But does an engineering expert like you, do you look at the world in a different way?
Well, for me, I thoroughly enjoy my profession. I have built, I've designed a bridge in UK. I have built a bridge here in Australia in Newcastle using a 10 times stronger material called reactive powder concrete.
Yeah.
So that's one of its kind. It was built in 2004-2005. I always collect information or look for information whenever I see a bridge, or fascinated by the design, fascinated by the large span so on. So I teach actually bridge engineering for master's student at UTS as well. So bridges are very close to my heart.
So at the end of the day, can we have confidence, notwithstanding what happened in Florida, that the construction technique, the engineering, that is to say, behind all of this does work, and we can still go about our business without worrying?
Yes. In fact, civil engineers, there are so many great examples of great bridge building, say even large suspension bridges. Golden Gate is one example, but in Japan there is almost 1.9-kilometer span bridge. That's the longest span suspension bridge is there between two islands.
Wow.
So the bridge engineers, they have done a great job. In this particular situation, the only thing I would say is I would have thought certain other measures, say once they detect a crack on Tuesday, there would have been some other measures. For example, you put an additional support somewhere, isolate that part, close that traffic, so that you isolate the problem and deal with it in a more intense way rather than leaving it for a couple of days. The second thing is, I was very surprised that the traffic was flowing on a freeway, eight-lane freeway underneath while they were doing some stressing operations or any operation with this span of the bridge. Mm. In Australia, we will most probably we will block it and we will give a little more priority to the safety aspect.
And that suits me just fine.
Yeah.
Dr. Garapalan, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. In fact, it's my pleasure.
Dr. Nataraja Gowapalan from the University of Technology, Sydney. He's a fascinating guy. I really enjoyed meeting him. He's also quite a specialist on new methods in concrete, and as you may have picked up.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.